Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Advertising Secrets by Don Joyce and Negative Land. Thank you for listening.
February 19, 1983.
The year is 1983, 2,000 tomorrows from now. The world you live in is dramatically different. Now, exposure to unprocessed air for more than 30 minutes has been declared hazardous to your health by the Surgeon General. Vehicles run noiselessly on tracks within tubes. The driver simply selects his terminal destination and then relaxes or works during the trip. Major traffic arteries automatically link vehicles with a common destination. They are pulled by a single high-efficiency motor car to conserve energy. Bell Centrex picture phone systems are now in wide use in residential areas. Litigation still delays their installation at pay telephones due to the first arrest for indecent exposure by long distance. An aggressive Congress has succeeded in declaring American telephone and telegraph a corporate monopoly. The 17 new companies created by the breakup are responsible for information calls being dropped to a reasonable 50 cents each. Medical science announces the last known case of cancer was eradicated in Mombasa, Kenya in December 1982. The medium known as radio has survived, but it bears little resemblance to the archaic technology of the 70s. Tape has become obsolete as a means of recording and playing sound. Now, a mini computer's digital memory stores up to 2 continuous hours of music per punch card. The frequency range of radio stations has been expanded to 25 hertz through 20 kilohertz. Because of the cable, all signals are equal in strength and quality. Instantaneous feedback is now universally used to determine ratings. Every station is equipped with electronic readouts showing the exact number of receivers tuned to their channel at any given moment. The Arbitron book for Los Angeles is now 700 pages long. We take you now to a radio station in 1983.
This is Pennywise. Joan, you're next.
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How can I help?
Jim, I really have a problem with impulse buying. I never have money left for anything.
Oh, why?
Jim, I really have a buying impulse problem with buying.
Okay.
Buying anything.
Now, wait a minute. Go ahead and use some of that money to bring some happiness.
Jim, I really have a problem. Jim, I never have money left for impulse buying.
A lot of people have that problem. Take cash.
Good idea. I feel we really need to buy right away.
After all, money is only paper and metal till you put it to use.
I never have money left.
But we've already decided to buy.
Impulse.
I really think it'll help.
Good idea.
Oh, thanks. Okay, let's go to line 4. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
This is Pennywise. Line 6. You're on. And your name is...
Bob.
Caller number 5, you're on the air with Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Let's go to line 7 on Pennywise. Hi, I'm Jim Phillips.
Bob, commercials. I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, well, listen. I think your first responsibility is to yourself and your family.
The what?
Thanks for the call. Hello, you're on Pennywise with Jim Phillips, and you are...
Bob.
Okay, let's go to line 4. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob. Commercials.
Hello, caller.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
And your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
The what?
Go ahead.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
You sound frustrated.
It's because I am.
Well, my kids and I, for example, love to build things with scrap lumber.
The what?
All right. Thanks for the call, Carl.
Bob.
This is Pennywise, line 6. You're on.
Bob.
Yeah, Barb.
Bob.
Go ahead.
Claims made in commercials.
Yeah.
I get confused.
Why?
I get commercials confused.
I can imagine.
The what?
Well, many religious people follow the biblical plan of tithing. You may want to visit with your clergy about it, but of course...
The what? The what? Commercials. Commercials. I get confused by all the claims.
Then your name is...
Bob.
Yeah, that's a tough one. A lot of people have that problem.
What?
Truth in advertising.
I get confused.
Advertising, though, can be a really good source of information because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
Because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
Truth in advertising.
The what?
Truth in advertising. Truth in advertising. You see, the law requires advertisers to tell the truth.
The what?
The truth. The truth. To tell the truth. Truth in advertising.
Good point.
So listen carefully to the wording of an ad.
The what?
The truth in advertising.
The what?
Well, then you have to decide if honesty goes both ways, right? After all, so this is Pennywise. You're on the air. Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
Okay.
I've got a moral question for you.
The what?
Wait a minute. Thanks for the call, Bob.
This is Charlie. I've got a moral question for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a matter for your own conscience, Charlie.
I figured you'd say something like that.
All right. Why don't you give it a try this year?
Okay, but they'll never catch it.
Well, thanks for calling, Charlie.
Thanks.
This is Pennywise, line 6. You're on.
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie. Charlie?
The alarm rings and it's rough to get up in the morning. But breakfast brings those thoughts of Kellogg's pouring.
Hey, now we're...
Yeah, we're in your territory, son. See that house over there?
Yeah, but I don't...
That's where your customer lives his life.
Let me digress here to say that the road to success lies through ordinary people. They form the vast majority. The man who knows them and is one of them stands the vastly better chance.
Oh, I get it. This is some kind of a salesman motivation. You're trying to
keep
show
your
me
voice down. I just want you to see what you're really selling. You're selling survival. Not only for your tribe, but survival for yourself. Because if they go down, you go down. And so does your way of life.
And it's the one name to trust your mornings to.
Battered by television.
Selling is killing.
Assaulted by radio.
That's it. Oh, actual killing. We use lots of other nicer words to describe it. Convincing, persuading, influencing. But no matter how nice we refer to it, the act of selling is forcing an unwilling person to act the way you want it to. The word forcing has to be in it.
Spend a lot of time figuring out what their man is, what makes him tick, what he wants out of life. If we want to catch him, why, we got to get in touch with his feelings, choices.
We seek love and affection.
You either kill or get killed.
We want money.
Your choices.
Money.
Your choices.
We yearn for more beautiful homes.
Just like you.
We like comfort.
Just like you.
We want honesty, self-respect, a place in the community.
Just like you.
We want to own things in which we can take pride.
He's a consumer. Just like you.
We want to be secure in our old age.
He's got problems. Just like you. Just like you.
Feeling.
Heck, he's not that much different from you.
Feeling.
But when it comes to caring for him,
feeling.
You don't have to fake it just to care for yourself.
Feeling is believing.
When you're really in touch with how someone's feeling,
believing.
You can use this understanding to help you hunt.
Believing.
Then you can sell it.
Feeling. Feeling.
And make it.
Feeling.
Ain't that what you came for?
What a place.
The hunt begins at sunup, when our quarry is awakened by the stentorian tones of a commercial announcer on the clock radio, which serves as his alarm. Man gets up, stumbles to bathroom and shaves to the rhythm of a Barbasol jingle, brushes teeth somewhat furtively to the cadence of "You'll Wonder Where the Yellow Went." looks at his tongue in the mirror, while another voice reminds him of the virtues of all brands. Man opens front door, grabs milk bottle, which has a collar around its neck, plucking cottage cheese. Picks up morning paper, takes it to breakfast table. Now he gets his first voluntary information of the day.
I feel we really need to buy right away.
What a place.
Here's cats proud this young will have the least and foolish shine, often without knowing why.
Incredibly complex. Incredibly complex. And crowded with people. And crowded with people.
See the tiger.
Let me digress here to say that the road to success lies through ordinary people.
Just keep thinking of that tiger. We go out looking for men.
For men?
The American.
All men.
All men.
The American.
All women.
And all women.
Well.
The American.
Well.
The American.
Well.
All men.
All men.
And all women.
And all women.
Well.
Men and women.
We're gonna kill men and women?
No, we're gonna trap.
Save the tiger.
The American is the most hunted man on earth. Breakfast over, he rushes out of the door to the click and rising murmur of the TV set, which his wife automatically turns on upon his departure. This instrument will be on for 5 hours and 24 minutes of this average day.
To thine own self be true.
64 commercials will be heard and seen by our average family between breakfast and bedtime.
1,000 television
commercials. Hunters are for killing sheep. Tomorrow night, hunters are for killing.
People are like sheep.
Creatures of habit.
Sheep.
Hunt them. Grab them. Bring them in.
Save the tiger.
Creatures of habit. Sheep. That's what people become when it's time to eat.
You either eat that tiger, he's gonna eat you.
Sheep. People are like sheep. They cannot judge values. We judge things largely by others' impressions. We go with the crowd.
Save the tiger is a personal crisis and it's worse.
In a world already filled with too many sheep, Panatella continues to offer a sensible way to rise above the herd.
So the most effective thing I have ever found in advertising is the trend of the crowd.
Your choice is simple.
People follow styles and preferences.
People who know exactly what they like when it comes to yoga.
We rarely decide for ourselves because we don't know the facts.
Your choice is simple.
The right choice.
All the time, we are seeking in advertising men with the impulses of the majority.
Although, you still gotta have a killer instinct.
Darwin's law of survival of the fittest is at work every minute of every day.
Your job is to make the kitty.
This is the restless American economy.
You can have freedom of choice by Steve.
It is also economic liberty. And once economic liberty is abridged or destroyed, all other liberty is abridged or destroyed. Power over a man's subsistence, said Alexander Hamilton, is power over his will.
Hey, now where are we?
Okay, when you're ready, rolling on three.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there.
One writer might do it this way. The peas plan that ends vegetable wars forever. The green giant, who is just about as big as a corn and pea man can get, has a plan that guarantees peas on earth forever.
Okay, this is 11, second half.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Peas on earth forever.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
On what?
Peas on earth, goodwill towards men. According to his plan, you just reach for a can of plump green giant peas. They're so sweet and tender that the worst vegetable hater in the family will surrender and nobody will call it appeasement. Get some from your good old grocer, like now.
I don't understand you then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. I'm always past that. Yes. Why, that's about where I say in July.
Now we need something to bring the bones and stones of this verbalization to life. We need to find a video brilliancy of enormous power and clarity. A pictorial flash, like a burst of heat lightning, to illuminate the central concept.
We were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas, when I said in July.
The big green jewel of the vegetable kingdom.
Yes. Why, that's about where I say in July.
There will be other pictures in the commercial illustrating secondary claims, which add dimension and depth, or which add mood and feeling. But these will swing out from this video like a man's cape swings out from his shoulder.
Yes, always.
Once arrived at, this video will become a sine qua non of your reality campaign.
You emphasize a bit in July.
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry, there's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to.
He isn't thinking.
You never knew a pea could be like this. Dewy sweet, June morning fresh, and overflowing with full pea flavor.
Listen, can we just put one last
one? Yeah?
It was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July.
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July?
This is no ordinary pea.
No, you don't really mean every July. But that's bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July.
Try to be real cheery at the beginning. Yeah. Like, real cheery. Okay. These are all formula type things.
All right, gentlemen, this is take 15.
We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Jan Stangeland.
Fraction more on that shoals thing, because you roll it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around, and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against.
Because the clients are working in at 4. We have to have a semi-mix, so you've got 100%
of sizzle. I think the hopeful tone you did it in was better. The hopeful suggestion.
Because Findus freeze the cod at sea, and then add a crumb crisp coating. That's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up, because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Good.
Every porpoise has a purpose.
Norway. Fish fingers in Norway. Finders in Norway.
Slippy slidy, gooey grind.
Flippin' floppy, fish finger, 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 fish finger,
and a whole broiled shark.
Another.
The New York Post is keeping the sizzle, but adding the New York Post. The New York Post is keeping the sizzle, but adding the sizzle.
Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Let's just settle down to a playback. Just a playback.
Too much directing around here. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear. You see, this is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding.
It has the common touch, without being or sounding patronizing. If you are writing about bologna, don't try to make it Cornish hen, because that is the worst kind of bologna there is. Just make it darn good bologna.
Here under protest is beef burgers.
I'll start with a steak.
Something to drink with that.
Yeah, give me an extra light.
That's the extra light beer by Pabst?
Yeah, that's right.
The one with just 70 calories?
Pabst.
That's good. They probably won't like that. You know, we'll have several for them.
Beef burgers.
You know, all to yourself, John.
Beef burgers.
Okay, rolling on 60.
We know a little place in the American Far West where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes. This is a lot of you know that.
I'll have the $5.95 all-you-can-eat steak special.
One all-you-can-eat steak special. While you're waiting, perhaps you'd like to visit our complimentary salad bar and fill up on lettuce.
I'll wait for the steak.
Feel free.
I want to get that up. You gotta get the lettuce.
You want one more? Yeah. More on what beef?
You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean missed it?
You're emphasizing prairie fish.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like he's wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. Well, you do this. It's impossible.
Orson, you did six last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving you.
That film started as baby!
I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want?
Nothing.
In your depths of your ignorance, what is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.
That was absolutely fine. It really was. You
it isn't worth it. No money is worth it.
That's good. That's good. It'll be a good spot.
And I say, since when do you like art, Ralph? And he says, I don't. I like tires.
Unbelievable.
By now, our man is seated in the family car.
The feel. So smooth.
His first reflex turns on the starter. His second, the radio. To get the news, he tells himself.
Who says it's tough to get going in the morning?
So smooth.
He will hear about 24 minutes of news and entertainment and 6 minutes of advertising with at least 12 commercials.
The power.
The advertising will be shot at him in song, rhyme, dialogue, comedy, and astonishing sound effects.
So strong. Pontiac Grand Prix.
As our man's eye moves through the landscape, we will pause not upon trees and clouds, but upon advertising, on billboards and walls.
Unbelievable.
It has given me a lot of brand information our research says he's able and willing to absorb in the time it takes him to pass a given poster board.
They sip martinis against Sahara sand dunes.
On a rainy day,
they wear clean clothes down to the Caribbean surf.
At normal speed,
they play white piano on mountain
in normal traffic. This advertising is equally skillfully designed to register a selling message in the time it takes him to read the optimum number of words. 8.
Our Father, which art in heaven.
Humble words.
We shall fight on the beaches. Trinchant. We shall fight in the hills. Trinchant. We shall never surrender.
Trinchant words.
Thundering. Give me liberty. Thundering. Give me liberty. Won't give me death.
Thundering words.
The strongest word.
The word free.
Men have lived for words.
Freedom.
Holocaust.
Hysteria.
Heavy words.
Freedom.
Men have died for words.
Freedom.
Pointed words. Cities have fallen for words.
Freedom's waiting.
Free. The right words.
Iraq. Inflammable.
The right words.
Islam. Insidious.
The right words, said Lenin, are worth 100 regiments.
Freedom's waiting.
Impute. Infamous. Chorus.
Scathing words.
You can say 4 blunt words and a man will hit you in the face.
Words.
Freedom's waiting.
Vitriolic words.
A little deluge of adjectives.
Words.
Freedom's waiting.
The strongest word is still the word free.
Free.
Believability.
Next to the word free, the best word is new.
Persuasive word.
The best word is new.
At your 7-Eleven, freedom's waiting.
For your kind of morning,
it's our kind of freedom.
For you.
Other tested words are mistakes, stop, at last, and don't.
We do have the possibility of stopping this, and as I said the word stopping, I realize that's it.
You know, if there's any message in my book, it's...
Did I finish my thought?
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay. We're fat. We're overfed. stop building cars, stop buying cars, eliminate Woolworths. We don't need a daily newspaper 7 or 8 times every day. We don't need a daily newspaper 7 or 8 times every day. We don't need a daily newspaper 7 or 8 times every day. We don't need a daily newspaper 7 or 8 times every day. We don't need a daily newspaper 7 or 8 times every day. 7 or 8 times every day. 7 or 8 times every day. We can control the corporations. All we have to do is stop buying what it is they're selling. It's very simple. I mean, actually, they need us. And there's this whole campaign going on that somehow they're fulfilling a need of ours. And they're not. They're just ripping off everybody. So what would happen? This is my thought. What would happen if, like, 50% of the people in this country, if they just said, no, we're not going to buy you, we don't need your cars, we don't need to go to Woolworths, we don't need your newspapers, your cigarettes, your coffee, you know, your Coca-Colas, your Three Musketeers, your Three Musketeers, your Three Musketeers, we just ain't going to do it no more. And if all the real spiritual religious leaders in this country says that's really what we got to do, I mean, the only thing that's going to solve the problem is to actually stop what it is that's causing it. And it's like an intellectual game to continually ask what the solution is when you're not willing to put it into effect. I mean, you're really not.
Scary. That's very frightening.
What, without advertising, is industry's means of communication?
Scary. That's very frightening.
How do you feel?
Oh, that's easy. I'm a little scared.
Good. So was he, little. And so is that tiger.
Scary. That's very frightening.
So you're philosophical?
Well, like we say, if you can't lick them,
join them.
Put them on the big piece of tape is what we say.
Oh.
Scary. That's very frightening.
Now, line up before the window, 50 people taken out of an observation bus from Times Square.
So you're philosophical?
Well, if you can't lick them,
join.
Oh, stick them on the big piece of tape. I think that one's short enough.
Okay, here we go.
The simple questions remain.
Gary, that's very frightening.
If we're all set, question one. First of all, we'd like to know how much did you enjoy the program that you have just seen?
Gary, that's very frightening.
Question eight. Was the subject matter that would be California lifestyles broad enough to hold your interest through the entire episode? Question was the subject matter again. That's California lifestyles broad enough to hold your interest through the entire episode.
So you're philosophical.
Number nine.
Gary, that's very funny.
Number nine. Do you think the show moved quickly enough?
Fight back.
So you're philosophical.
Well, like we say, if you can't lick them,
join them.
No.
The simple question.
The reaction was very unfavorable. Please write a -3 on the line to the left. Slightly unfavorable, -1. A neutral response at rate of 0. Slightly favorable, +1. Very favorable, +3.
Fight back!
Instead, the campaign continues to flourish like a great tree spreading its branches and reaching for the sun. And year after year, rich and fruitful seeds continue to sift down to the earth in new sales and customers.
You just heard Advertising Secrets by Don Joyce in Negative Land. Broadcast by New American Radio.